Hope and a Future. Have you ever tried to help someone understand that fearing the future is a lack of trusting Father? Trust is hard for most of us. We've all had times that people have let us down. Sometimes we may even feel let down by God when we've asked or even begged for something specific with no results. We need to keep in mind that Father has a right to say no. We should also learn to be satisfied with whatever answer He gives. In Jeremiah 29:11, Father tells us flat out, "For I know what plans I have in mind for you," says Adonai, "plans for well-being, not for bad things, so that you can have hope and a future." I wonder why so many people think hope and a future equates to earthly pleasure. Perhaps we are in the time predicted. For the time is coming when people will not have patience for sound teaching, but will cater to their passions and gather around themselves teachers who say whatever their ears itch to hear. Yes, they will stop listening to the truth, but will turn aside to follow myths. 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. Perhaps one of those myths is that they are entitled to an easy life of enjoyment while living as aliens on this planet. If you have given your life to Jesus, this is not your home. You are just passing through here. We have been instructed to remain steady in every situation, endure suffering, do the work that a proclaimer of the good news should, and do everything your service to God requires. 2 Timothy verses 4 and 5. That's chapter 4, verse 5. How can you remain steady? It comes right back to trusting Father. When you truly believe He has a plan that is far greater than your own, it's easier to turn the reins over. Your duty as a proclaimer of the good news is just that. Proclaim Him. Tell others what Jesus has done for you. I pray that from the treasures of His glory, He will empower you with inner strength by His Spirit, so that the Messiah may live in your hearts through trusting. Ephesians 3, verses 16 and 17. That is how you will find a future with hope, and your reward awaits you when you get home.